Barnes.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, because maybe he's in denial. You know, we do deny our aging every once in a while, and when we do, it's time to turn on this show. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, and this is Adrian Berg, your host, and this is the third year that we have been nationally syndicated, winning the Mature Market Awards in media, and we're very thrilled about that. I think one of the reasons that we do that is we look at all aspects of aging. And today we are looking at some of the fun part. You know, 84% of all Americans say that the number one thing they want to do after they retire is travel. And there was a time when they simply didn't. They wished it, but they didn't do it. Well, this is becoming less and less the case. People are really getting out there. And yes, there's troubles in the world, and yes, you know, we have hassles at the airport. But still, we have this hunger to see and experience and be ambassadors to the whole world. So we have somebody who's just going to make that easier for you. Simple as that. We have Mahesh Chadha. He is the co-CEO of Reservations.com. He's going to take a few minutes with us today to really help you sort out this issue of how you book your hotels, make your reservations, because I know you're all wired, you're all online, and you all know it's the best way to do it. But we do find, and you've seen these signs all over the place in the New York metropolitan area, we spend more time planning our vacations than planning our retirement. That, of course, that sign really indicates that we should be spending more time planning our retirement. But maybe it would be nice to spend less time planning our vacations and just go. And that's what Mahesh is all about. Thank you for being with us so much today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right, so after 20 years of travel experience, and you're a traveler yourself, you've created this online platform called Reservations.com. Now, there's an awful lot of booking services and hotel services. Explain us a little bit about the uniqueness of Reservations.com.
Sure. So I think some of your listeners would resonate to the fact that the travel industry has had a complete pendulum shift over the years. You know, back in the day, it used to be a very personalized travel agent focused experience where you went to a travel agent, they knew you personally, they knew your preferences, they knew certain areas that you want to visit, and you spoke to them, and that's how you booked your travel. And then as the industry moved on the complete other end of the spectrum, it became completely digital with really no human interaction, and everything is just a website. And what we are seeing in the last year or two is that that pendulum is now balancing towards a median where people do want to have that human element. They do appreciate that service where they can talk to somebody and get some suggestions. But then at the same time, these agents, these travel curators are enabled with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and certain other technological advancements that give them the same level of ability to help a consumer, but over a vast network of destinations. So at reservations.com, that's the focus that we have. We want to give a value service to our consumers, bring back the human element as much as possible to their experience, and power it with technology. So it is still an efficient and, you know, an experience in the digital world.
Yeah, so what has really been happening is that hotels are becoming commodities. You go on, you just give your dates, you give where you want to go, you get a whole big list, and then you'll see which is the cheapest, and you'll probably take that one, or if you want the most luxurious, you'll take that one. You make your own decisions. Occasionally, there'll be feedback from other travelers, but it's their personal experience. So with reservations.com, you're getting some of that same competitiveness among the hotel rooms and the other venues, but also some help. So Mahesh, let's take a look at this. Let's say somebody is looking for a really luxurious hotel. After you get a little bit older and you become the ageless traveler, youth hostels somehow seem distasteful. You want the five-star. What would you ask somebody at reservations.com? What kind of information would you give them so you would really get something that's tailored for you?
So let me walk you through that example. You're absolutely right. The travelers are experiential travelers now, and for the audience that you mentioned, it is all about personalization and all about their preferences in luxury being met rather than, you know, a hostel somewhere. So at reservations.com, if you were to call in or if you were to look, you can specify that you're looking for a specific category, and that is at a very broad level. But then at a more generic or a more specific level, you can mention things that are important to you, not just a category or a criteria, but things that are important to you, the kind of bed preferences you have, the kind of view preferences you have, location preferences that you may have. Maybe there are activities that you're interested in. So it's not just about the hotel room that you're going to stay at. It's about the experience that you're after during that travel. So what we focus on is to enable and help you find that experience rather than finding just that hotel room at a specific price. Because as a savvy traveler, you can do that, but it's all about I'm going to this particular destination. Yes, I have a choice between five different hotels, but I want to make sure that I have the, I have the best view. I am looking for an oceanfront property. I am looking for something that has XYZ activities around it. And those are some of the areas where our AI that is built on top of the basic commodity room that you talked about helps bubble up these options for you that are completely personalized and more suited to your specific needs.
Now, there's got to be a lot of research going on here. For example, I love spas, and I love a hotel that has a spa. So if that's one of those things, you have to have a pretty big database of the hotels. What are you seeing people asking you for, particularly in our, let's say, the 50-plus traveler?
So the trends shift with seasonality as well, but in general, there are several different data points that, you know, it's not just a database for us, it's the personas of the people that are calling in, it is the database of years and years of customer reviews and sentiments that we are collecting. And what we are seeing is that people are less and less interested in the specific room and more interested in the overall experience. So they are asking about things like you said, you know, the room is a commodity. They are asking about, does the hotel have a spa? If they are a business traveler, I use this term with a little bit of caution, but some people mention this as leisure travel, which is leisure and business mixed together. So people who are calling in for business trips are now asking about the leisure features in a particular hotel or location and wanting to blend the two together to have a more holistic experience. So that's kind of the trend that we are seeing, expanding the search criteria from the commodity to the experience.
Now, you know, before we take a little bit of a break, because this is a show about successful aging, we care a lot about the health rooms. There are new health rooms. MGM, I think, is sold out in Vegas for rooms that cost $30 more because they're breathable and healthy. We care about gyms that are accessible. Do you see any trends for the ageless traveler in the way hotels are being designed and built for the mature guests, so to speak?
Definitely. I think not just for the mature guests, but in general, overall, we are seeing a trend towards healthy living, healthy options, not just healthy options in terms of gym or physical health, but also healthy options in terms of the amenities inside a room. For example, there are hotels in Miami and a couple of other places that we have seen where there are water purifiers installed in the hotel room itself. So you're not even bringing in ice or water from somewhere else, but you're using a purified water right there in the room. The sheets and the linens being used are organically sourced. They are hypoallergenic. The pillows and mattresses are hypoallergenic. We are seeing treatments being done on certain other amenities inside the room that make them more friendly for people with allergies. So yes, there is definitely a trend to cater to a more healthy lifestyle, more eco-friendly lifestyle as well.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to take for our entire generation, Mahesh, I'm taking responsibility and pride that it's a little bit of a trickle-down effect because we've made some demands and because the law requires accessible rooms. Now, even in Europe, even the European Union has that, which they never had before. Some of the rooms are simply more thoughtful in the way they're designed, in the lighting, in the fact that you don't have to creep around the floor looking for the plugs. It's not black on black because we can't see, and we're spending a ton of money. Now, everybody can see better. Even sometimes we can see the shampoo. I don't know if you ever noticed that you can't see the difference between the conditioner and the shampoo without glasses. So all of these things really are important. And we have Mahesh Chadha here. He's the co-CEO of Reservations.com. Obviously, you can find it on Reservations.com on your computer, where you can say things like that. You can say, I want a room where I happen to know that it's designed for better lighting or for the older adults. I don't need accessibility. Just need to be able to see. When we come back, we're going to talk about budget hotels, how you can save money. Go nowhere. We're right here for you.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000.
If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, and we are bold, the fountain of truth. And part of our boldness is we go out and we travel. In fact, we're ambassadors to the world because we have the time. We have the leisure time, but we also have the drive. Now look, the baby boomer generation, when they were 18 years old, went to Europe on $5 a day. And so now it may not be $5 a day, but we still love traveling. And we have with us today Mahesh Chadha. He is the co-CEO of Reservations.com. Very knowledgeable guy. Reservations.com, you've learned, is kind of a hybrid. I'm going to call it a hybrid. You get good pricing. You get all the automation of online booking services, but you also get a live body there to show you what you want when you tell them what you want. So you need your likes and you need your parameters, and they have the knowledge to point you in the right direction. But some people, Mahesh, really do, their biggest interest is budget. So are there hints and tips, even in a service like Reservations.com, it doesn't just commoditize rooms and just go by price, where people can simply get the best deal?
Definitely. There are several different ways, actually, in which a savvy traveler can save money and without compromising on their needs or on the specific requirements that they have. And let me give you a few of them. For example, you know, As many of us know, a lot of checkouts happen on a Sunday. A lot of people stay over the weekend and they check out on a Sunday. So if you are traveling and you are flexible on your dates and you include a Sunday night as part of your stay, that can bring down the average rate for your stay. Another one would be, you know, if you're traveling in your home state, if you're taking a short trip within your own home state, then a lot of hotels have this resident discount. So all you have to do is, you know, ask them and show your ID, state issued ID, and many a times you will be able to save a little bit extra on the same room that you have already booked. And then there is these insider rates, things that are not published on the websites, and those are opportunities for you to call in for example call into the reservations.com help desk and talk to one of our agents, and we will be able to offer you certain rates that are typically not published publicly, and that's another way of on saving on hotels. So you know, there are for a savvy traveler, just a little bit of information can help you save 10-20%, maybe 30% on a hotel room.
You know, one of the things that I'm campaigning for in the travel world, and you know, Mahesh, we have a separate website called The Ageless Traveler. That's how much our listenership loves to travel, and me too. And that is the corporate discount. You know, most of our folks are retired, and for years they've had major corporate discounts at hotels if the corporations had made the arrangements. Now they're retired, they're not with the corporations anymore. And sometimes these are honored, and sometimes they're not. And really, if you've been 20, 30, 40 years with Disney, it should be honored by every hotel if you've got that kind of corporate discount and you're just a retiree. So join our campaign at reservations.com to make that happen, because we really do have a limited budget as we grow older, and we really do love to travel. Now, let's take a look at some of the hotels that you like. One of the things my mom used to say is see America first. So more and more we are looking at the beauty of our country. Some of the top hotels, in your opinion, in some of the top cities that people are going to, what do you have to offer when it comes to some of that inside information as to where we should travel?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, that's a tough question for me, because we have, over 200,000 hotels across the globe that we work with and that are available on our website. But so from a personal preference, I think it'll be hard for me to say some of the top hotels, but what I can share with you are some of the stats around some top cities and the hotels that we see are being booked a lot by the travelers. For example, in Boston, there are some boutique hotels like the Verb Hotel. There is the Club Quarters Hotel in Boston, Boston Park Plaza. In Chicago, there is the Hotel Lincoln. Once again, there are the Club Quarters there as well. Mile North Hotel is popular. Dallas has the Rosewood Mansion on Turtle Creek, a very nice property, old school elegance to it. There's the W Dallas, which is basically a more modern and in a very nice high-rise building in Dallas. Houston has the Lancaster Hotel, the Houstonian Hotel. Again, the classic hotels in a classic city. Of course, Miami has its own share of really, really big resorts. Fontainebleau, for example, is a humongous resort with a lot of different options, yacht rentals, and a lot of, Miami South Beach vibe to it. And then in New York, it's the Milburn, the Kimberly, Excelsior, of course, the classic Ritz-Carlton. So, like I said, these are some of the hotels that we are seeing are booked most on our websites, and on a personal preference, it is whatever the consumer likes more on their specific needs.
Yeah, the Dallas hotels, the Miami hotels, the New York hotels that you just mentioned, I've been to all of those. And I realized as you were talking about Turtle Creek and you mentioned W, what a difference in experience. Very different. And also an age group, by the way. W is fairly young, and I wanted to ask them why. And they said, we don't even market to the mature. Why not? And they said, well, because we make most of our money at the bar. And, guys don't drink enough. And I looked at them, I said, another Prosecco, please. Who doesn't drink enough? But that's yet another story. But the fact is that I do change my preferences. Sometimes I want an old school. Sometimes I want to be as sleek and modern and trendy as possible. And offbeat, sometimes I'm by myself. And that's where I want to go next with you on this. Just very quickly before we end, many of our travelers are single women. And they will probably ask you about safety. Is that one of the things that you can help them with?
Yes. So safety, I think, comes in a couple of different factors, and I think those are revolve around the hotel itself and the location of the hotel within the particular city that you're visiting. So from a safety standpoint, I would say that, picking hotels that are more standard, known bigger brands rather than the small vacation rentals or the small, offbeat hotels, sticking to the bigger brands, sticking to the more well-known boutique brands will ensure that you have the correct amenities and the safety measures and security measures in the hotel. And more importantly, in a new city that you're visiting, the location is probably the key factor for ensuring your safety, because you're not going to be 100% inside a hotel. You're going to step out. You're going to walk up to a shop. You might walk up for a little shopping. So you want to make sure that you're staying at the right location. And when you call into reservations.com, we can help you make that decision. We can help you narrow down hotels in a safe part of town or in a small proximity on from a tourist or a popular center, so it ensures that you're safe at all times during your trip.
Well, this is wonderful, and we have to thank you. This is Mahesh Chadha, and he's CEO of Reservations.com. And he's expanding, too, into the whole world of vacation and home rentals and so on.
Me, not even a bit.
Thank you so much, Mahesh. Don't go away. We're going to talk to an author with a unique perspective on money. We'll be right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. free.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. We are back. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, sometimes our own personal truths come out as writers. Now, so many of you have written to me about how do I write something. We've talked about journaling, we've talked about memoirs, but here we have two authors, Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre, who come from an entirely different world, and yet they are well-published authors. And you're going to have so much fun with what they write about. Their latest book is The Outsider, and it's a political fiction book, and you can get that on Amazon and on their websites. We'll talk to you about that, too. And as always, you'll have cover pictures of their book on GenerationBoldRadio.com. But Marvin's also written many other books on Inside Out and other names, all associated with his life as a top financial advisor in this country. So how do you live basically these two lives simultaneously so that you can get rid of your own excuses, I don't have the time? So first let me say hello to Marvin McIntyre. Marvin, thank you so much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
Well, let's actually start with that. I mean, you are a busy financial planner. It's not an advisor. This is a full time plus job. When did the bug bite you, and how did you discipline yourself to start to write?
Yeah, it actually in 2008, my son came to me and he said, "Dad, do you have anything on a bucket list?" And I said, "You know, I don't have a bucket list. I'm living large. I love what I do." Wasn't having quite as much fun in 08, and he said, "Well, you always said you wanted to write a book." And I said, "Yeah, but I don't really have a plot idea." He goes, "In your business today, you don't have a plot idea?" So, like a lot of things, if you get challenged, you just decide to do it. So I told everyone I knew, Adrian, that I was going to write a book because that would make me accountable. If I just kind of wrote it in a closet, I'm not going to be accountable, and I'm going to be able to quit when it gets tough and everything else. And then just really went from there.
You know, this is a terrific tale for everybody listening, because we all have something on the bucket list, and we don't do it, and announcing it brings it out into the universe and makes it real. Before we talk a little bit more about your style and how you go about it, let me just switch over to Jamie for a minute. Now, is The Outsider the first book that you've written with Marvin?
Yes, it's the first book. So my dad's written, this is the third book that my dad's written, and they're in a trilogy. The Outsider, we made sure that it would stand on its own because it was such a compelling plot, and it's a political thriller. So this is the one that I wrote full on with my father. The first book, I completely stayed away. The second book, I got involved just enough to mess it up. And then this third book was a full-on co-author relationship.
Right, so let's talk about the relationship for a minute. You know, this is a show where family is very important to my listeners, and sometimes it's sticky. I have a 35-year-old, and I have a 24-year-old who's actually wonderfully creative. And I think that it would be difficult to creatively collaborate. But you guys, you've done it. So, Jamie, how does it feel, actually, to work with your dad? And is there any kind of a secret or protocol that people should think about?
Well, so the first answer to your question is amazing. I mean, it's just, it is a treat and an honor to be able to work with my father and collaborate with him like this. And I don't know if I could have done this in my 30s. So I'm 46 now. I'm not sure if I could have done this in my 30s. There's a, especially in your 20s and 30s, you're kind of separating from the identity of your father, at least I was. And so I don't know if we could have collaborated at this level. But now there's just it's almost like complete honor and love that I have for this man. So the ability to be able to work with him on something like this, it was just fantastic.
Well, this is wonderful. And Marvin, just remind him of what he said on Father's Day. So you get the big gift. This is the big gift. So let's go back, Marvin. That was really beautifully said, and I think everybody is feeling it. But I want to get now down to the three books. Two that do have the financial aspect, and as a top advisor, it is, as Jamie told you in the beginning, you got the stories. But this is not. This is political. Please remind everybody that Amazon.com is one place that they can get your books, but I know you have a website. Tell everybody that website.
Yes, it's The Outsider 2016.
The Outsider 2016.com. Now, let's go to The Outsider. This is a departure from what I know you're near D.C. or you're in Washington, D.C. So how did the plot, which you were worried about before your first book, how did the plot come? Was it easy? Why did you feel that you needed to depart from just talking about the finances of this world and the economy to the politics of this world?
Yeah, I think politics, particularly if you're in Washington, D.C., and I work a couple blocks of the White House, it's addictive. And I've worked over the years with a number of politicians, so it's probably the one area in the world where year in and year out, they say don't talk about religion or don't talk about politics. If you don't talk about politics in Washington, D.C., you're uninformed. So everybody's going to have an opinion, but it's always going to be a topic of discussion. So we just sort of, and Jamie and I talked about it before, we really felt the kind of the angst and the frustration of people politically, that everything was happening, that the establishment kind of ran everything and that nothing was getting done, and things that were obvious to probably the common folk that just, no one even paying attention knew that the politicians were dysfunctional, and the contention and acrimony and everything there. And so we just said, well, what if somebody could come along and change that? Is it even possible, or is it too entrenched? So that was really the plot idea that made it kind of a natural, and if you'd read all three, you would see that it was almost a natural continuation that was supposed to happen. And let me mention one other thing, that I do think that writing is like a muscle, which I don't think I knew. And once you start and you write and you finish a book, you want to write another right away. That it's just, it's intoxicating. Not for the fame or not for anything that might come for it, but just to be able to put your ideas down on paper.
Now, I will say that we do a lot of research on cognitive fitness. Brand new word, trendy word, cognitive fitness. When you write, you rearrange the neuron patterns in the brain, and you actually make new ones because the brain is plastic, no matter how old we get. And so once you have the writing neurons all, it becomes like riding a bicycle. You actually can go back and write and write, and people who feel they can never write anything, do it once. You'll be able to do it twice. And Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre did it three times, and probably four and five, and, of course, the latest one being The Outsider. So, look, entrenew. If we're going to read The Outsider, are we going to see parallels to our present presidency and the election and maybe post-election, of course, fictionalized? Or is this totally separate from what we may be experiencing in the country right now?
I think one of the reasons that we've been fortunate to get considerable publicity, Adrian, is the fact that of the eerie parallels to what happened here. We had our presidential candidate was a multi-billionaire hedge fund manager who eschewed political correctness, who was beholden to no one, and who appealed to the people rather than to the establishment. He actually runs as an independent, and right after Trump won in the Washington Post, there was a big article that said Trump was the first independent president. So he ran with one, you know, with not a boatload of scruples, but he did run with one goal, and that was really to make America better. So the parallels that came out when people read it, they have been accused of being prescient, which has never happened.
I was going to say, it's like a crystal ball time, right? It's the same crystal ball that we hope you have as a financial advisor you've got in your political books. You know, I'm going to just, before we have to take a little break, very quickly I'm going to shift to Jamie because this is what America wants to know. Is it a happy ending, Jamie?
Oh, that's up for interpretation. So one of the things that I am hopeful for was the strong mission that our character was on was really, he gave up a lot of his own narcissism to say, how can I really fix America and you know, make America back to where it was. And I'm hopeful
that
our current president, going to take that same path.
You may think that I'm full
of it, but we'll be back to talk about something that you might not expect.
Not
the contribution that these guys are making to Alzheimer's and other things that are
I'm inappropriate.
Don't you go anywhere.
For my age. Da 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 da. Da da da.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Well, you know, creativity is never inappropriate, and Marvin McIntyre has this in every aspect of his life. I have a feeling that even as a top financial advisor, he's creative in the way he explains things, educates, and does analysis. Jamie McIntyre, also originally from the world of finance and now technology, father and son team that teamed up to write The Outsider, Marvin's third book, available on Amazon. And Marvin, before we do anything else, there's another website. Tell everybody the website for the book itself.
That's TheOutsider2016.com.
And then let's stay with you, because unpacking your story has been a pleasure. It's not just the book. It's not just the father and son team. But it's also the way you use the proceeds from this book. And we talk about contribution to society all the time. So tell us how you use the proceeds and why.
The proceeds are all going to the Alzheimer's Foundation, and the reason is very personal to me and to Jamie. My best friend was a financial rock star. He ran Circuit City for 18 years, and during that period of time, the stock compounded at better than 30% a year. He had the idea for CarMax and was also chairman of that, and was chairman of Crocs for a period of time. So his name was Rick Sharp, great, great friend of the family. The family's outstanding. Everybody is. And 3 years ago, he died of early-onset Alzheimer's, and we would walk every time I saw him, which was quite a bit. We'd go for walks even after he contracted the disease, and we'd talk politics. So it just it was meant to be that this would be the charity we chose.
Yeah, and it's such a wonderful thing to be able to take something from your own creativity and promote it, make it pay, and then use something to give back. So you're giving back many times just with the same activity. And you can all do that, folks. There are so many writing shops. There are so many writing retreats. You can bring something out, and even if it's only your friends and family, as we've talked many times, you can create your own page, and you can fundraise from your own work. Of course, this is a lot bigger, so I want to send this over to Jamie now, because you are going around the country. You're doing a lot of promotion for the book. It's working. And you didn't start as the names you know in authorship. It's not the same old, same old. So what's been your experience as an author?
Well, first of all, I'd say that you're spot on, that you really need to write for just the pleasure of writing and to be able to share even with a small group and to have that as your primary goal. So, getting rich and famous off of writing a book, it's almost an impossible dream these days. But we were lucky enough to be able to write something at the right time. We didn't even know it was going to be at the right time, because we wrote our book with a character that was very Trump-like before Trump was even on the scene. But then when Trump came on, we said, okay, here's an opportunity for us to be able to promote something and raise even more money for Alzheimer's and raise awareness for it. And it does, take a lot of work and hustle to be able to do that. So there's a lot of radio interviews and some TV and stuff like that. And articles that you really just have to do as much work on the outside of the book than you would on the original creation of the book in order to get the message out there.
No, it's true. Well, I wrote my first book in 1980, and in those days there was no computer. There was no internet. So you actually went on television shows. You had a publicist who sent you around the country if you were lucky, and you got on a plane. Every day you would be on another show. You knocked yourself out, and that was that. Now, with Amazon, so many books crowding the market, it's really hard to stand out. So I'm going to give both Marvin McIntyre and Jamie McIntyre a real kudos for this. This is no easy task, folks. But it also doesn't have to be a top of mind. But I'm going to stay with Jamie for a minute. There's got to be another book, bubbling, because Marvin said it's spot on. It's an addiction, which you probably have too. Without revealing anything, are you working on another book now?
That's putting me in a spot, because my dad wants to. I haven't quite committed to it yet. I'm sure when push comes to shove, I'm not going to be able to say no.
You know, it's a rock rolling downhill. You can't stop it.
I think you're right.
And we'll go back. We'll go back with this, Marvin. So I really, now on a more creative personal note, you've written about personal finance and investing and your world. You've written about the world of politics, which is semi your world, as you explained. Washington, D.C., you have to be involved in politics no matter what you're doing there. Is there another world that you would like to write about? Is there something that, with or without Jamie, that is the next frontier? Because here on Generation Bold, part of being inappropriate for your age is to always have a purpose and to never go without purpose, ever. And one of those purposes is to tell your story. So I was just wondering if you had, not necessarily a title, but the next step that you've been thinking about.
Yeah, it's a great question, by the way. And I think I fit perfectly on this program, because I think I could get testimony from probably 1,000 people that I've always been inappropriate for my age. I think the next, and I'm really a little bit following in your footsteps, Adrian, something that I've considered would be nonfiction, because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about for investors. And if it were told in a way that it was fun, hopefully self-deprecating humor, where the average person, and you're not using, 12-syllable words, you just explain to them things that they should pay attention to and things that they shouldn't. I'm going to have, by next year, I'm going to have a 50-year career in financial business. And that's, you learn a lot of lessons. I think you start out in this business dumb, and hopefully you get a little dumber each day as you go along.
That would be wonderful. Jacques Brel has a whole song about it. I can't say the lyrics because I'll be taken off the air. But the idea is to be is to be just stupid every once in a while. But I want to end this up here with Jamie, because as I unpack this story, there's another whole part of it I wish I had more time. Mentoring. There's some mentoring going on here, and I bet in both directions. So you've said, Jamie, how much you love working with your dad. Let me encourage you. Think about doing it again. Thank you so much, Robert and Jamie. It's been wonderful. And for everybody else, get out there, kids.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.